BBC Audio presents a collection of comedy thrillers from Malcolm Price. Private Detective Louis Knight investigates in Aberystwyth. BBC Audio presents Aberystwyth, Mon Amour by Malcolm Price. Dramatised by P.G. Morgan, directed by Nigel Lewis, and produced by Kate McCall.
Let's be clear about this. Aberystwyth was no Babylon. It was a town of gambling dens, donkey rackets, and 24-hour whelk stalls. The pier lay stunted and truncated, like a bridge to the promised land that had run out of funds. When the Druids ran this town, the only thing men worshipped was money. And Mavanui Montez, of course, the nightclub singer. How do I know? Because although I never had money, I did once have Mavanui. It was around the time of the St. Luddites case. A group of schoolboys had gone missing, and no one could work out why. Mavanui came to my office on Canticle Street one day. The one with Louis Knight, Knight Errant Investigations, written on the front door.
Orada, Mr. Knight.
Oh, sorry. That's not her. That's my cleaner.
Orada, Mrs. Lanchisand. Lovely day.
Oh, isn't it just? You've got a customer.
Don't sound so surprised.
It's that strumpet from the Moulin Nightclub.
Mavanui Montez. Her luxuriant hair had the colour and sheen of conkers fresh out of a shell.
Well, hello, Louis.
Her childlike features were softer than those harsh black and white images fly-posted around town. But one feature remained the same. A mole which sat at the exact point where her lip ended and her cheek began.
I suppose you're wondering why I'm here.
It had crossed my mind.
They say you're the best private detective in town.
Did they tell you about the others?
What about them?
There aren't any.
I want you to find a missing person.
Anyone I know?
It's my cousin, Evans the Boot.
Evans the Boot? Are you sure you want to find him?
I know he's a bad lad, but he's been gone a week now.
Have you spoken to the police?
Of course. They said it was the best news they'd heard in ages.
They've got a point, haven't they? If I were to poke my nose into Evans the Boot's business, I could go missing too.
Perhaps I shouldn't waste any more of your time then. I mean, you wouldn't want a Moulin girl as a client, would you? I let myself out.
Mavanui! My morning peace had been disturbed. I walked down to the old pier. There wasn't a druid in sight, which was strange. Back in those days, the druids controlled everything in Aberystwyth. Papa Bronzini ran the ice cream and the haircuts, while the Llewellyns ran the crazy golf and the bingo. But we all knew who controlled the Bronzinis and the Llewellyns. It was the wizards, in their aviator shades and sharp Swansea suits. I bought a double cornet with extra ripple to take my mind off things. I heard there was a girl in Bingoland who knew all about Evans the Boot. Her name was Calamity Jane. She was 15, a mass of freckles, spiky blonde hair, and a chocolate-rimmed mouth.
What can I do you for, Mr. Knight?
Evans the Boot.
Nope, never heard of him.
Here's 50p. Now do you remember him?
I've got a friend who might, but I'll need some help with my bus fare.
There's another 20p.
My friend doesn't get out of bed for less than £2.
Look, here's my card.
You're a gumshoe. That's what I want to be when I grow up.
Good for you. Pin that to your friend's teddy bear. Tell him to give me a call.
All right. See ya.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?